Welcome back. I don't really know what's happening in this episode. I'm pretty sure this entire session got away from us. But I'm sure we will get back to D&D soon. Don't worry about it. There's a whole story we'll do, I'm sure. Yeah. Let's roll.
I guess they're attacking us.
Don't touch my fucking paper.
Yeah, roll for
my tree.
Ooh, nat 20 for Pius.
Ooh, nat 20 for me.
13 for Smiter. You can take it first. That's fine.
No, I want to.
You want to roll off?
No, roll I want you to take off. It.
Oh.
I want you to take it.
What's your
hill?
So nat 20 for Pius, nat 20 for who? Barra or
Val? I think, Val. Right?
The 20 was for Val.
So Pius is going first?
Yeah. And then 16
don't forget,
is
you
for
can rage up.
Barry.
Rawr. Doesn't know how to play a barbarian.
No, he's never played a barbarian.
Same. I would forget to rage too.
It's a okay. Common mistake.
Rage against the dying of the light.
Thanks, Mickey.
That's goofy.
All right.
Dumbass.
Oh.
Doctor said I had 3 months.
Play it life. Back. Tell me what sound it was. Play it back.
Right, that's goofy.
Not that, you idiot.
Oh.
Was it?
Just gave it a little.
Yeah. Okay, that's Mickey.
Hey, good.
Stupid bitch. Penis. All right, come on.
That does not sound like Mickey penis. At all.
Touch my mouse penis.
touch my big red dick.
Oh my god.
Red rocket. Oh,
shit. All right. So I got everyone except for Smiter and
13 okay. Is Rayan.
Smiter, what did you get? Smiter!
He got a 13.
Okay, Rayan and Smiter are tied.
You can go before me as the paladin, as okay. The nuker. Yeah.
Okay. That is the order, my friends.
Pius, you're up.
Ain't no baby.
Get up there, baby. Give me some advantage.
He's going to get in front.
Dude, you're going to fucking tear these things up.
He's going to cast Bane.
Jesus Christ.
So they all have to make charisma saving throws.
Oh. Very charismatic wolves. The yeah. Wolves, dogs. What are
made
they?
It.
Wolf,
well, you don't know what it, my saving throw is. It's
made. Okay, so the first one was...
It was a 24. It's like... Oh.
A 17.
Oh.
Okay, I guess
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Next one is a 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one, missed it.
I thought Bane...
Jesus Christ.
Four and five have to roll 1d4 on every attack.
Three and four, sorry.
How many people can do that? I thought you can only do four.
It's a cone.
Okay. Oh, it's a cone.
One action, 30 foot. Oh, maybe it is only four.
All right. So,
that doesn't matter.
It's all right. He missed the last
he
one.
He missed
the
last one, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so they're rather. Baned, and they have to roll a 1d4, right?
Yes.
And subtract. Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty, so now it's Val's turn.
Thanks for not moving.
20-year-old
woman. Great job.
No.
Great job. She has to put away her mobile cell phone first.
Rage up, you get extra damage.
Stop Instagramming.
I'm not doing it.
It's the thing that you do as
I'm
a
not doing it.
Did you say my donut?
No, he doesn't want to rage up.
Oh, why?
26 hit?
Yep.
God, so fucking strong.
I don't taste it anymore, but my throat's still burning.
Ugh.
In case anyone cares.
5 points of damage.
Wow. Wow!
Second attack.
Is it dead?
Which one are you attacking, by the way?
Number one.
Okay.
Does a 17 hit?
Yes.
11 points of damage.
Still number one?
Yep.
Okay.
Then I thrust what? My pelvis at him.
Yeah. He looks uncomfortable.
Ha ha! Worked.
Bites the dick off.
It's a clit.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Clit. This is. Yeah.
Does she have a big clit? Tell us about. Yeah. Describe her clit in detail.
Yeah. It's like. It's puffy.
It's puffy. Puffy.
Yeah.
We had that. We had this conversation with Dixie at work. With him. And. and he was very uncomfortable.
Can we start the call?
Yeah.
We didn't. He was extremely uncomfortable. He did not like talking about large clits.
Only gross.
Anyway. I call them gooey ducks.
Oh. Gooey. Sounds like something you order off a Chinese menu.
It is.
Is it really?
Have you seen a gooey duck clam?
No.
Yeah, look up a gooey duck clam.
I'm not going to
It's not. That. You're not. Gonna, probably not going to get flagged. I don't know. Maybe.
That's right. It is your Wi-Fi, so.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. I'll show you. I'll put one up. Okay. You can go on.
I think it's the monster's turn.
No, it's the monster's turn.
Oh, it's the monster's turn. Okay, they're going to fuck.
Oh, I they're hate gonna those
fuck. They're going to fuck.
They just all start banging.
They're the worst things.
Yeah, that's it.
I have seen those.
Yes.
All right, so they're going to... Who's the one with the... Is that Val?
Yeah.
That's Val.
Okay, so one and five are going to... The five's going to get advantage.
Pack tactics.
Pack tactics.
They don't have pack tactics.
You said they're wolves.
No, I said they're Craig cats.
Oh, I guess
the cats are smart enough to get advantage?
Yes, these are.
Big news.
Did you rage? Because that gives her half damage for everything.
Immune to, like,
she
everything.
She said we were going to shred through them.
Or resistant to.
At least. We're traveling. We're not going to have many encounters.
When do you recover rage? Is it short rest or long rest?
Who's got the big old hammer?
That's Foul.
That's...
No,
that's Pius.
Oh, that's Pius.
Okay, so they're gonna surround him.
With one advantage?
Yeah. Only one gets advantage because he weren't there initially.
You want to do that then? Is that right?
Okay. You ready for this?
Ready, you fucking bitch.
Hey, what? Okay. Does a 16 hit?
Yes.
Okay. Take it to attacks.
See?
Good thing you raged.
Does a...
Nope.
That probably didn't hit. No, that doesn't hit. Okay, so that's the one attack. The other one attacks at advantage. Does a nat 20 hit?
Chest misses.
Oh, no. And does a... Yeah, that hits. So you got three hits. They're all attacking you with their bite.
Wait, they did two attacks?
Hey, you're getting
each
oral.
One of those two attacks?
Right. More teeth.
Shred me up.
I wish you had braces.
Ew.
Sixteen points of damage for those three, and then two. There's only two there.
Yeah.
It's 16 points of damage for those four attacks. And then they're going to attack Pius.
Remember, three and four have to roll a d4 after they roll. Yeah.
Anybody need anything?
Shut more? Up.
Oh, my God. That's what I did.
I think three. Okay, maybe we'll. I'll actually roll for one of the other ones because I forgot about that.
I'll take a water. Please.
I almost said his name.
Did you?
Oh. I had to think about it. Jesus Christ. I hesitated. I had to.
Don't do that.
I was like,
I don't want to wait. I wouldn't wish that on anyone except him.
That's why I showed empathy when you had to do it.
Yeah, I get it.
Because nobody wants that.
No one wants it. So that is. All right. He didn't hit. I want to do the 1d4 thing.
Yay.
Nope. Negatory. No one hit Pius, but
yay!
Out of six,
Mal's over there getting her ass kicked.
34. Yeah. Odds, man. Am I right?
It's the Bush's turn when he comes back.
We'll just sit here quietly then.
Yeah.
Shh.
Hmm.
It's like do.
This is a test of your emergency broadcast system. If this was a real emergency, Bruce would be leaving.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Later, losers.
You want to ask for water?
Grazie. I wanted the water.
Oh, did you?
I'm just kidding.
All right, your turn, Bushman.
Bushman! Push me. All right, I'm going to use, I guess, poison spray. Range spell attack.
There you go.
For what? You can't poison. Just say range spell attack. You have to tell me what the spell is.
13.
For what?
Poison spray.
Okay. That's a miss. No, wait. Sorry, hit.
Eat shit.
Which one were you attacking?
Four.
Okay, roll for damage.
It's poisoned.
What?
And it took 8 points of poison damage.
I got the poison.
Poisoned.
All right, Smiter's turn.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Level 5, I get 2d12. It's my mistake.
Too late.
And another 3.
Okay. You're lucky I'm a
merciful god.
Beneficent god.
Hmm. All right, he gets advantage on number 4. I assume that hits. 24.
Firsty?
Attach a smite to it. Stop taking my fucking pencil.
Never!
Fucking get your own pencil.
Yeah, get a mechanical pencil. Fucking losers.
Why does it have to be a mechanic?
Mechanical.
21 points of damage.
4. Which one?
Number 4.
Okay. He doesn't look good.
Oh, he's not dead, though.
Not yet, not dead.
Fine. And another 10 points of damage.
He's dead.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
That was one of the ones that had the,
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he decided to attack it, so.
He does that. Right. We'll go. What was your advantage?
I'm going to attack 2.
He's got advantage on him.
Bonus, I'm going to cast Hex on him.
Okay. Actually, first.
Concentration. No, Hex.
Okay.
Which will let me have a extra necrotic damage.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh, nat 20.
Yay.
I'll do it.
Okay, so we'll do the hex first. I forget.
Dire Cliff?
Do you just
Dire,
double? Dire,
baby?
Do you guys double, or do you roll 2 dice? I forget.
We double it.
Double it?
Yeah. We're at this for another 12 hours, Cliff. So.
True.
We're staying up till 4 a.m.
Oh.
And the first person that falls asleep gets butt raped.
Yep.
No. Oh, so tired.
I didn't want to actually do it, but now I gotta.
All right, so 13,
we're changing it to mouth raped.
Oh,
he's got so many cysts.
38 points of damage.
For which one? Two?
What'd you
dead,
roll?
Dead right
a
14, off the bat.
28. Yeah.
Dude, I maxed my
Jesus
rolls.
Jesus fucking Christ, yeah.
So I'm... Wait.
He explodes.
1, 2, 3.
Four, not like that.
5, 6.
Nice. You get another one?
I have cleaning wipes.
Wait, this is a cleaning wipe.
I don't like those.
Dude, 2 nat 20s.
Jesus
I kid
Christ.
You not.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. I believe you. I wouldn't think you made that up.
Stop lying.
I'll never believe
this is my
again.
All.
Yeah. This is why I have trust issues.
Oh, and I moved hex.
He has an all 20s D20. So.
Yeah, it's totally.
Oh
legit.
My god, 2 20s again!
I haven't used my my advantage dice yet.
I like those ones. The fate die.
15. 2 20s or 2
nice.
Ones.
Shut up, Pat.
27 points of damage.
Okay. On which one?
3.
3. Okay.
Yep. And that is my turn.
All right, Pius is going to smack him because he's in front of him. 18.
Which one?
Number
3. Mm-hmm. He's dead.
Yay! And now Val gets to... He didn't do
Did
that.
Did you leave the door open again? You cunt. You fucking piece of shit cunt.
Damn. Get out of here! You ain't allowed to down here, you little piece of shit.
Break the cat's neck!
Oh no! Don't.
He slams the door on the cat's neck.
Repeatedly. Get out of the fucking way!
And its head pops off.
Whoopsie.
I just say eventually decapitating
it. His head fell off. I don't know what happened.
I don't know, man.
Bleeds everywhere, all down the steps.
It was so weird. He was just sitting there and all of a sudden pop!
And he screamed and his head ripped off.
It was
off.
Like popping a cyst.
Except his head. Alright, so which one?
Go, Val.
All right, no one's gonna move.
He moved his full movement.
You stupid bitch.
Who, me?
What? All right, I'm gonna hit one. 16.
16 is a hit.
Nat 20.
Yay! Roll one dice. 9 plus whatever.
Which one?
Ah.
Which one?
I don't know. He's by both.
What are you doing?
Rolling until he gets what he wants.
It's 2d12.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, it's not. That was the other spell.
You gotta roll. Fuck. Yeah, you just gotta roll your hit die.
Okay, 1, 2. So that's what, 9?
You rolled a 9.
17.
Yeah.
17 points of damage.
I'm with 1.
Damn it!
On number 1.
I was up to like 56.
Hey, he doesn't look good at all.
It's like, what the fuck are you rolling? I know. It did look like you kept rolling until you got crit, the number you
so
wanted.
So I get to go again.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah, you go crit. Yeah, not bad.
There you go.
18.
You're dead.
Yay. Dead. All right, it's the cat's turn. That was hilarious. I was like,
only next
I was like, man, he's really blatantly cheating. He's not even trying to hide it.
What are you doing?
This cat's taking off.
Just roll until I get what I want. You
he's
know.
Gonna,
Eldritch Blast.
He can't take off. He's engaged with
no,
him.
He's gonna disengage and
Eldritch Blast
and roll what?
He can run 40 feet in a turn.
Okay.
So Eldritch Blast. I have 120 feet.
I'm sure he can, but he's still right, gonna
so
run.
He's 40 feet that way.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right, and well, he'd run the other way. He'd run.
Wait, way. I get a reaction. I can hit him.
No, if he disengages.
Oh, he disengaged. My bad.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Barra's turn. Do you want to attack this thing, or you want to let it run? We don't get experience points.
Plus, it's you're not gonna be able to reach it because it's 40 feet. And you have a 30-foot movement.
But Barra has distance.
He has range spells.
Right.
He has distance.
I got distance. Boom.
All right,
distance
all,
boom.
You're very rude. 12?
Nope.
12.
Nope.
Damn.
I mean, Smiter has Misty Step, but he's not cruel. Like
they're just animals.
Yeah, and
they're
he doesn't
trying to get food.
And he wouldn't use it to kill it when he might need it later to help Pius.
They're not like they're like you know tigers and shit. Like,
yeah,
they just want.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Eldritch Blast.
Fair point.
It's a cantrip.
Kill him.
Yeah, it's a cantrip. I'm not wasting anything. Dirty
20. You are slightly cruel.
Yes. Dirty 20. I'll take.
You have to roll it twice to see two attacks.
Oh, do them one at a time.
Oh.
5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then that one hits 2.
Okay.
4 and 11. So 16 points of force damage.
Wow. All right. So he gets to run another 40 feet.
Well, it'd be Pius and Val's turn.
Are they going to do it?
No, Pius isn't going to do anything.
Shoot an arrow!
That's what I thought you said, so I moved on.
I was talking about Smiter.
Okay, whatever.
This time I'm talking about Pius.
Fine.
They're two different characters act very similarly.
Act the same.
Yeah.
all right, so he's now 80 feet away from me. So you can
well, now he'd be 40, he'd be 120 feet away.
Oh, right, because he could double dash, yeah. So he'd be 120
feet. Oof, just within range.
Wait, hold on, he would not be... He could 25 behind him, right. But I came up.
Oh, Cliff
25,
went after.
Double dash, okay. 8, that's 105. So if I double, that's 64.
Yeah, but then you're just going to double dash.
You can't double dash an attack.
Yeah, that's right. Your action.
You're right.
Unless the bush chases him down forever.
I'm coming for you!
Also,
he only has 20 feet of movement.
Oh, you're right. I was thinking of what's her face. You're right. My bad. I'm used to playing
Star Wars. I want to get you!
Eldritch Blast.
he's like Baby Legs.
Actually,
Detective.
15 and 13?
15 and 13, both hit.
Aw, poor cat.
He's going to die.
Fuck this cat.
Fuck this pussy.
12 and 8, so
he's
20.
Dead.
Aww.
Yeah! Smiter and Pius go, aww.
Aw, what a sad pussy.
Oh, I forgot to move the hex on him, too. I would have done...
The bush also goes, aww.
He just mimics everything.
He almost made it.
I was rooting for you, even though I shot at you.
I was rooting for you. But fair's fair, so.
Yeah, it is fair. Do they have anything in their butts?
Yeah. Poop.
I found poop, everyone. Holds up some poop for everyone.
Oh,
you can keep
a lot
it.
Of poop.
You want to split it among the party?
Nope.
You guys eat you. Poop, right?
He tries to feed it to the bush.
No, I don't.
I mean, it's fertilized.
Put it in my soil.
Actually, no, carnivore poop is not good.
He puts it around his
feet. In my
feet.
Roots. Yeah. Oh, God.
Carnivore poop is bad fertilizer.
Oh.
Does Val want to eat some of your berries?
You want to eat some of my berries? Yeah, I guess.
How many do I have?
That sounds 12? Just like Dixie.
It does, yeah, exactly. She's here. I think she's here.
I have 12 berries or 8?
I thought it was 10.
It was.
Maybe it was
your,
10.
It's your level. It's 2 plus your level. 2 times your level. 2 times your level.
All yeah, right. So 10. Yeah, I'll eat them all.
Yeah, but you're not going to get. You still only get 1d4. Like, doesn't matter how many you
eat. What if she eats them, like, on the road?
Yeah, what if there's
one,
time between
and then she's like a minute and then she's another one.
So if you had one at 11 a.m. and one at 8 p.m., it's still only still 1d4.
Wait, that's not how you did that before.
Yes, it is. Yes, no, because then how would we have eaten all of them?
Yeah, I don't think so. Why would people eat multiple? Yeah.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't eat multiple.
But he'd have to find 10 people every day.
Right,
to feed 10 them.
People right. every day.
And then by the time he's level 10, he would need 20 people.
Only for
well, you know, but they can, people can eat them, and he still gets his stuff as long as they eat them, but you don't get more than 1d4.
Okay, then there you go.
So no one has, no one wants more than 1d4.
Please don't smash my stone fancy die.
Stone fancy die. He's a friend of...
These were $60 Reginald for the three of them.
When's the last time you used your bone dice?
It's been a while. You know, I don't know if I brought it with me this time.
They make me uncomfortable.
I like to use it for my death saving throws, but really my characters never fucking go down.
You need to put yourself into more precarious positions.
I take reckless actions many times.
How did we get to the point in society where we're making dice out of real human bones?
I mean, I think they did that real
did,
earlier in
but
human
that was,
society.
That was when society was supposed to be awful. We're supposed to be civilized.
And now we're using cadaver bones.
Allegedly. Still.
I want to be bone.
I mean, that's where the name bones come from, because they used bones to make dice. But it was usually animal bones, not human bones. Unless you were a monster. Bruce.
Your mom used my animal bone.
She's dead.
It misses her.
I actually like that I can say she's dead now. It's because when people say that. Cause,
I mean, not us. You know we don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't care. I'm just saying. It's a good response. Regardless.
What did she, when did she pass?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Last like within fall? The past year?
It was like a couple months ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was longer than that.
It was this year, definitely. I would know.
No, you wouldn't.
Did you? You just said, I don't know.
I don't care that much. I don't. I mean, I hadn't seen her in like 10 years?
Yeah, but you gave her a bunch of money before then.
How'd you find out she died?
So my God, here we go. Are we delving into this? All right. So my
you don't have to if you're not.
No, I'm fine with it.
He's not fine with it.
No, I am.
No, he's not.
So my wife's cousin worked at the nursing home that she was at.
She supplied her with drugs.
She did not. That's not true. It's not true. So
I've heard the story. I'm going to the bathroom.
She told us when she passed. So she apparently got pneumonia or something. She should have died a long time ago. Like she was doing heroin and coke and just like fucking.
And yet my wife's mom is still alive.
Does she do heroin and coke?
No.
Maybe she should try it.
If I could get her to do it.
If I could convince her to try it.
Have you ever tried an 8-ball? We can get one for next Sunday.
May help your shakes.
May help your
shakes. Oh, she have Parkinson's?
She got something.
Does she shake a lot?
Oh, yeah.
She's got Parkinson's.
She gets shaking for a while, and we're like, maybe she get that checked out. She's like, my doctor says it's fine. We're like, doesn't sound like something the doctor
that's
would say.
She's got an old doctor, right?
Well, no, then she couldn't get out of her chair at her house a few years ago.
And pooped herself?
Probably pooped herself. And now we made her move into an apartment that at least has like no stairs and stuff, and they sold her house and all. And then I think then she was on medication and she got better ish. They're still a little shaken, but now last couple times I've seen her, it's been like she can't even walk down a curb that's like 3 inches. Yeah, how long does that last?
Oh, that can last for. Look at Michael J. Fox. He's at Parkinson's.
She's not getting Michael J. Fox level care.
Well, I mean, but still. My uncle had Parkinson's. He ended up having a heart attack because it's such a strain on your heart.
That's...
No, it's not good. I mean, I know what you're saying. For my uncle, in my uncle's case, it was, I liked him, so.
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, you're not. Shut up.
I miss Uncle John.
Nope.
Tom.
Nope.
Larry.
No.
Barry.
No.
Fred?
Nope.
Is it Italian?
No.
Is it Italian?
He wasn't Italian. No, he was on the Italian
he
side.
He's Jewish.
He's on the Shlomo.
Why did you go with the most racist Jewish name you could? Moish. Mensch.
Bagel.
Uncle Bagel.
It's Uncle Bagel.
That does sound like something a kid would call their uncle, you know.
Alan.
Alan.
Yeah. He was a good guy. Very good guy. He had a...
Did he support Gaza?
He had a PhD in forensic criminology, which was...
That's cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, he wrote a book about... Alan Stone, he wrote a book about Nicky Scarfo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He worked on Nicky Scarfo's defense team.
I don't know who Nicky Scarfo is.
How do you not know who Nicky Scarfo is? He's like one of the biggest... mobsters around.
Mm-hmm. Is he still alive?
Scarfo? I don't think so. But he used to get, my uncle used to get an Easter basket and a Christmas basket from every year, even when he was in prison.
Huh.
Wait, why? Because he wrote a book on him?
No, because he worked on his defense team.
Oh, he worked on the defense team.
Yeah, and the book...
Oh my god, he's a monster.
The book wasn't flattering. Don't get me wrong, the book was not flattering. My dad's also in a book.
Yeah. The book of stupid ways to get arrested.
It was kind of like that.
Darwin Awards.
Apparently, I found out. You'll like this, Bruce. I found out my dad was arrested twice. The first one was for the gun.
Okay.
The second one was drug trafficking charges.
At a separate incident? A
separate incident. After he got out of the first one. Because they couldn't convict him that long for the first one, even though it was an ATF thing.
Yeah.
But the second one, since he was trafficking, it was a federal crime, and that's when he went to Florida.
Oh. Wait, so he didn't go away for the first one?
He did, but only for like 6 months.
Oh. But was he trafficking it in a funny way? Like in a case or something? No.
I actually don't know the details. I'm sure it was funny. Like, I'm sure he had like a...
Was it like something in his butt? Like
a briefcase or something. I don't know. Or in his butt. Or a condom that he swallowed. I don't know. Whatever.
You fucking big beans. Always swallowing condoms.
That's what I do. How I like it.
Is that where you get it from?
I do.
Old papa.
It's got to be full, though. I'm not swallowing an empty condom.
I almost said your last name.
That's worth it. Just please say it.
Please, I want you to.
Say it.
I don't want you to get to have to drink it. I want these two.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
I so rarely mess up.
Just sitting here nicely, living my life. Just got a nice little buzz going. Just vibing.
Vibrating.
You know what I mean? When you said when I said there's manager Big Bean and there's friend Big Bean, and you're like, yeah, I fucking hate my manager. That got me.
You have to unpack that at therapy.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You still go to therapy?
I need a new therapist.
I can say, you tell him it's not working.
I'm gonna.
You suck.
Well, I also
you should go to his therapist. This seems to be going good for him.
No, mine sucks.
I also...
Do you have a female?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go to a female therapist.
Well, I'm actually...
They don't get men.
They're splitting my therapy and my and my meds.
And you're Brazilian?
Am I Brazilian? So I would go to therapy for like an hour, but I wouldn't have to pay as much, and then you would get a med check, which is only 15 minutes. So it's basically, I'm completely off Ativan now, which is good, because it was making me really tired. And however, my anger is ramping up.
It's coming
not,
back.
Not great.
What?
Yeah. So at least I'm not punching walls again.
All I picture is The Shining when Jack Nicholas is going through the door.
It was almost that bad. Like, there was a... For a while, there was a hole in one of our doors because I punched right through it.
Oh.
I almost killed Emily once. I might do that again.
Mm. I mean, that's fair.
Actually, I was on the medication when I almost killed Emily, so she's lucky I was on the medication. Because if it was further back in my heyday...
If it was natural.
Natural bean.
I was an angry fucking dude. Like, and you thought you saw me when I was angry?
I mean, I assumed you were much worse.
I was so much worse. So much worse. Anyway, let's move on. Craig cats are dead.
Let's continue.
Anyone want to skin them or anything? You could get some decent money for their pelts.
How long will it take?
A couple hours.
What type of money are we talking about?
Like 5 gold per pelt.
25. I'll do it.
bush?
No.
I'll do it.
Val. Oh, yeah. Val seems like she'd be the best one to skin something.
Actually, whoever has a higher survival.
Oh, that's Pius. He's real good at taking things apart.
Yeah, he would be the best one to do it.
All right. Pius says, I'll try to keep all the skin intact this time.
This time?
Yeah, instead of cutting off little chunks of fur.
Yeah, we don't need the offal. So.
What do we want? Do you want me to just roll, or do you assume I do it?
Okay. It's fine. As long as it's high.
He skins it like the Red Dead Redemption, where he just...
Oh.
Nice. You can do that in KCD, too.
Hmm. I did that in front of I was playing the game, and my middle child, she was there, and she was like, oh my god! So, like, it was skin the fucking squirrel or whatever.
The one thing about KCD 2, though, is that when you skin and take an animal's meat, it's a lot. Like, it's not, you don't get a little bit, like, you know, like in Oblivion or Skyrim, you get, like, one skin and maybe two pieces of meat. In that one, you get one skin, a kidney, a heart, a liver, 60 pieces of meat, and it's a lot. But it's good. You make money off of it. It's illegal, though.
It's illegal?
You can kill wolves and rabbits, but you can't kill boar and...
Oh, well, that's the kings.
They're the kings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
Cliff would be killed so quickly in medieval times. It's not his fucking boar. They just live in the fucking forest. They're stabbing me.
Poaching is a crime punishable by death. No, it's not.
You'll kill me, you pussy.
Kill me, you fucking pussy. Oh.
Oh, he's killing me.
He's telling me why. I'm sentient.
We know. I don't even know what that word means. Stab, 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 stab. That's to be keep somebody. Stabbing until he stops talking.
It really, it's only on that same level of, don't tase me, bro.
No, I'm sentient. I actually think that's a great thing to say. No, I'm sentient. The last thing you say. What did he say? What was his last words? I'm sentient.
That was fucking weird.
What does that even mean?
I mean, I knew he was. Like,
he we was all knew he was sentient.
I'm sentient.
Fucking
weirdo.
What's the philosophy where you don't think anyone else is real? Solipsism?
Solipsism, yeah.
Yeah. You know that.
I don't.
He practices it without knowing what it is.
They're starting to think that that's more and more true because we live in a
simulation. Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't think that we're actually...
I mean, there's no way Cliff is a real person.
No. We just put him on the planet to
store. What the fuck? Why me?
Sure.
Why can't Truck Stop not be a real person?
No, he seems real.
it's just really you.
See the way you act and he acts completely.
It's completely. I mean, that's like a real person, whereas you're like just some kind of simulacrum.
There's no obsession with trains.
That's a copy of something.
It's like a Xerox?
Oh, you didn't know what simulacrum was? I was just joking. I thought you did.
It's because he's a simulacrum. They don't give them all the knowledge.
I'm sentient!
I'm a sentient simulacrum. I don't think that's a thing. Stab, stab, stab.
Why not?
All right, so you get the pelts.
Yay!
Five pelts worth 5 gold each.
Yay!
So that's 25 gold.
Carry this cleric.
As long as you find someone to sell to, and you can tan it correctly.
Like to sell it to Val.
What, we have to tan it?
Yeah, you gotta tan it. What are you gonna do? It's gonna be a big frozen piece of meat if you don't tan it.
We can't well, we're gonna tan it in the tundra.
Not my problem.
We don't have the tools.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. All right.
Let's
so
just lay it out to tan it.
Yep. You lay it on a clothesline, right? Overnight. You throw some salt.
You put out
on
a
it.
Couple beach chairs.
Some table salt.
You just lay out for the afternoon.
We thought that was fine. This is so fucked up. I don't know what we're thinking.
This is how you make jerky, not
leather.
No, it was awful. Plus, we used steak knives to skin it, so it didn't work that well. Did I ever tell you that story? You heard that story. You've heard that story. You haven't heard that story?
I don't know, but I heard steak knives and skinning and the
So me and my buddy were driving home from the movies one night.
Weird.
Right? And we saw this raccoon that was just killed. Like, we saw it get killed, right, by a car. We're like, hey.
Okay, you killed the raccoon.
No, we didn't. I would tell you. Look, it's bad enough. I would tell you if I killed the raccoon. We didn't kill the raccoon. But we're like, hey, we can make a coonskin cap. Like, we knew what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah.
We're gonna skin the raccoon. We're gonna take the raccoon home and skin it. So we take the raccoon home to his house, and it's like 2 a.m. now.
Why would you jump to skinning immediately?
Because there's not a lot to do in Delaware. So,
too small to be fucked.
It was too small to be fucked. Not for me, though. But I didn't want to do it in front of my friend.
Yeah, it's too small, for sure. Too small,
I can't, no. Mm-mm, not going to happen. So his dad was in there drinking, as dads did back in the 80s. And we're like, hey, do you have any steak knives? And he's like, what do you need steak knives for? And then we're like, we're going to skin a raccoon. Normally, like, if I was the dad, I'd be like, you can't do that. You're going to get rabies, right?
Or just like, you're not doing that.
You're not doing that.
Right.
And
just play with your crossbow.
Right.
Be satisfied with your crossbow.
He goes, they're in the cabinet. So we just
get there's still a few unbroken pains in the back.
So we get the steak knives and we proceed to skin the raccoon. We don't know how to skin anything. We've never skinned anything.
Oh my God.
So we take it off. There's like chunks of meat still hanging on the flesh, right? Like, it just was bad.
You don't want that.
No, that's not how you tan. So we're like, then we go, how do you tan leather? And I think it's salt. So we got a big thing of iodized salt, and we pour it all over the
Morton's
thing, rub
salt
it in, right? rub it all in.
Morton's table salt and tanning salt.
That's what we did. And then we hung it on the clothesline in the backyard.
Can you imagine, like in a normal family, like mom wakes up and...
Wait, this is where it gets good. So it was like 4 a.m. at this point. And, you know, we're exhausted, so we go to...
Yeah, you tanned for 2 hours.
We tanned. We were, you know, we're working a lot.
2 to 4 a.m. prime tanning hours.
And, at 8 a.m., we hear this horrific scream from the backyard.
Oh, God.
Apparently, his stepmother was going to hang clothes on the clothesline when she sees this big fucking meat maggot
Jesus
raccoon
Christ.
Skin. And she thinks there's a serial killer in town.
I mean, that's reasonable.
It is reasonable.
And right? Not a completely unreasonable reaction.
So we hear the scream. My buddy wakes up and is like, that's just my stepmom. And we go back to sleep.
Jesus.
Nobody checks, huh? She could be fucking being murdered. It's like,
I mean, we knew she wasn't being murdered. We just knew she saw the raccoon skin.
So. Enjoy that one, bitch.
So what'd you do with that afterward?
Oh, we realized that we didn't know how to tan. We didn't know what we were doing. But we thought that we could save, like, the head and the tail by putting it in a bucket of salt water.
Oh, my God.
What we ended up doing...
You brining it.
We brined it and made this horrible kind of raccoon head soup that no one would want to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
Lesson learned.
Long story short, kids, you don't tan with salt.
No.
And there's a whole process. It's not easy. Anyway.
Did you take the hair off or anything? On
why?
The other side?
No, why would you do that? We wanted the hair. We wanted to make a coonskin cap.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Coonskin cap.
We didn't know what to do with the tail. Like, we thought that the tail just tanned itself, but that's not true.
It'll just stay.
Just dry out. It'll just dry out.
Figure itself out.
Apparently, there's a lot of drying and a lot of chemicals involved in tanning, which we didn't.
Is it the whole decaying process?
No, it's not decaying. No, you have to, like, there's a whole stretching process where you have to stretch it out.
Yeah, you have to scrape it off.
Tightly scrape it, make sure you get all the fat off, and then you keep scraping it, and then you keep scraping it.
It wants to decay.
What?
You're trying to prevent it from decaying.
Right, I thought you meant the decay process helps tan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, okay.
That's why it's so difficult to do it. You're just trying to reclaim it. And you're like, no!
The earth wants it to decay.
Come on!
What it wants to
now.
Do.
Now!
Now! Scrape it.
I'm going to put this on my head.
I'm gonna wear nature on my head.
Like Daniel Boone.
Like David Bowie.
I don't know why. No.
No, wrong reference.
Wrong Bowie.
Fuck. I got it.
You know his actual name is Davy Jones?
Davy Jones.
Is it really?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The reason...
I mean, it's not a great name, but it's cool.
Well, he didn't do it because of the monkeys.
No, he did it because of the movie.
What?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. That movie was coming out.
Yeah.
At some time. Not the exact date.
Yeah.
You could have just said Pirates, period.
Yeah, the whole Pirates thing, that movie.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Can we keep traveling?
Nope. Talking about Pirates now.
That's fair.
You can blame Cliff.
Dang, so close.
Okay, so...
Tell me the story. Tells me the story. Blame him.
You know I'm going to tell you if you say don't tell me it.
That's true.
Don't tell me it. I'm going to tell you.
You have to hang up on me when I'm starting to tell stories like that. If you're here, you have no choice.
This tundra sucks.
I don't know what to tell you.
Tundra sucks. We've been finding caves readily enough.
Yeah, so that's nice.
There is that. It's
very cavey. Very holy, icy landscape.
You have sex with any of the other bushes as we go along?
No.
Yeah, you immediately find a cave again.
Yay!
Man, what luck.
All right. We get some shit going.
I mean, you could have kept some of the meat, too, but you didn't.
I thought we did.
No, you took the skin.
Oh,
Pius and Spider don't eat, so they're not thinking about...
Oops, sorry.
All right. It is what it is then.
So, just more rations. Take rations off your sheet.
Pius goes, here you go. You guys can have rations. He gives them
meat. You're not doing it. I can see you're not doing it. It doesn't really matter because it's Dixie's character, so...
Yeah, her character doesn't matter.
I don't care. And the bush doesn't eat.
Just sunlight, baby.
Just throw a piece of meat in the bush.
I saved some poop for you.
Put it on my roots!
I threw a piece of meat in your mom's bush.
Wait.
Oh, it's your mom! Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wait a minute.
Not your mom.
Yeah.
Just his mom.
That's a slut.
Yeah, it must be tough. Like, I didn't have a brother growing up. Like,
I thought you did have a brother.
My brother.
No, I technically did not. And I never really considered him my brother. But you can't make mom jokes about your brother.
Sure you can. All the time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it gives a shit.
How does that work?
And then you'll be the same mom. We go, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a double. That's a double gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like you're adopted. Nice.
Either way, your mom's a slut.
Yep.
Yep.
Either somebody's banging her. Or someone who isn't your dad banged her. So either way.
That's fair.
Or you act indifferent about the insult. Like your mom's a slut. That's your mom.
Okay.
Right. I know. Anyway. All right.
How's your brother doing? How's your brother doing?
He's still a psychopath.
Your brother.
Yeah, he's still a psycho. I actually don't even care anymore because when I found out I wasn't related to them, it's like,
whatever. Wait, what? What? You found out you're not related to your brother?
Well, he found out that his dad wasn't really his dad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So, my brother's not really my brother, since it was my stepmother.
His brother.
Who I never called my stepmother. She was a cunt. Is a cunt.
Oh, my God.
She's still alive.
For now. I think.
Until Big Bean can get to her.
Nope, Big Bean is not going near her.
I can't kill the cat, but I can kill you.
Yeah. My family will miss the cat.
I'm going to kill you with the cat.
Oh, my God. Somehow the cat was shoved down this person's throat.
Broke out of the house, ran across state lines.
Cat lived.
And his head popped off.
The cat lived. We returned it to you. Fuck! Oh, come on!
We're going to have to clean him off. Covered in blood. So you're basically, at this point, you're close enough where you can see the black... The black.
Are you spooky ghosts here, right?
Nope, no spooky ghosts.
What are we doing here again?
There's a magical fishhook we're looking for.
Oh, right.
At the Black Cabin.
Oh, Black Cabin. House of the Morning Lord. Morning. Wizard's experiment to cure the rhyme northeast of Bryn Shander. But it may be haunted. Because I have it there. Haunted?
Question mark.
Nice.
It's a good use of shorthand.
Who told us this? It was like some person was like, it was
Copper Knobknocker.
Copper Knobknocker, of course. Good old coffee.
What were they like? Oh, something weird's happening. Was that what the general gist was?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's always that.
Something
strange.
There's neighborhood.
There's this weird. You can just stop at. There's this weird, and it's always something
weird.
It's like Mad Libs for
yeah, there's a weird sex town. Whose wolves are stealing their kids.
This weird inbred town.
Kids have sharp teeth.
We're not going back there.
Pointy teeth. No, they didn't say sharp. They said pointy.
Okay, that's fine.
Would pointy... would that infer sharp?
No. Sharp? Not necessarily. Because you could have, like, a
more rounded.
Yeah, it's more of a... like a pointy... I'm trying to think of what...
Like this.
Pointy, but not
yeah,
sharp.
Yeah, that's a point. Sharp. That's a point, and it's not sharp.
It's sharp only if you use force.
Sharp is incorrect.
But it's not inherently sharp.
Sharp is edge. Point is point.
Point.
Sharp is edge.
Sharp is edge.
Point. Point. Point.
Is everyone's tism soothed now? Can we move on?
Sharp edge. Point. Point. That's
that's my Indian.
That's someone's
name.
New name. Sharp edge. Point. Point.
When you were born, sharp edge, point, point.
Yeah, there was discussion, sharp point.
Sharp edge, point, point? Point?
Yeah.
Point, sharp edge?
In order to...
Me dad is point, point. Me son is going to be point, point, too.
In order to belay confusion, we call you point, point, instead of just point.
Sharp edge.
You always point.
That's a character now. Perched along the edge of a snowy ridge above the gorge is a black lodge on wooden stilts.
The engorged.
it's a gorge, not engorged. The engorged gorge. Icy steps climb to a snow-covered walkway that clings to the south side of the structure. The building slumped posture and sagging snow-covered roof, coupled with the broken windows and loose flapping shutters, suggest utter abandonment. Large snowdrifts huddled around the rotting stilts and engulf a nearby woodshed and outhouse. Only the wind visits this sinister place.
Mm. Yeah, but we hear there's people here.
I don't know how you know that.
Yeah, no. Only the wind visits this place. I could tell.
You infer it.
Yeah.
Ah.
Otherwise, there'd be like a... like a caravan.
It says, look, it says only wind need apply.
No Irish.
No Irish.
Come on! We work so hard.
Drink a lot, beer-wise.
You do. That was why.
Okay, everyone does.
I mean, I'm Irish, so I found out.
No wonder I drank all the time and beat my wife.
I do. You know what? Whatever. I don't think that was two shots, because I'm really feeling it. A lot. Like, and it's 110 proof, so.
You need to take a breaky?
No, I need to get more beer.
That's the opposite of where we were going.
I thought you were going to say water.
Right.
I do have coffee, if anyone wants coffee. I have an espresso.
Oh, you fancy bitch.
Actually, very delicious.
I have an espresso machine at home.
It's fantastic,
which
right?
Flavor coffee do you use?
I use the...
Or what color's the pod?
Green. It's like the emerald green.
Ooh, I had one of those as a in a variety pack. That's good. The red one. Oh. El Salvador.
Okay.
Very good.
I like,
and the chocolate one's good, too.
I like the green one because it's very...
Yeah.
Like, it's very
coffee.
Almost like espresso.
The peasants.
Huh?
You get pre-ground coffee, like a bunch of poor people.
You don't get brutless coffee.
Have you ever
only
had Nespresso?
Yes.
He's had it. No, I've given it to him from my place. He said it's a good cup of coffee. It is. Now he doesn't want to admit it.
Because he's a douche.
He's a cunt.
He's
How
a cunt.
Dare you?
He's not a douche. He's a cunt.
He's a elitist cunt.
Look, if you're not spending at least 3 months' salary on a coffee maker, what are you even doing?
I mean,
I just spent $6 on ground coffee at Giant the other day. I am good. Right?
I mean, you shouldn't spend that much on coffee. Hmm. Did you get a Bosch yet?
Dishwasher?
Yeah.
No.
Should I tell your wife? Or your dishwasher?
No, I got a new...
Are you looking to get a Bosch?
You should get a Bosch.
Are they good? Great.
I have a Bosch. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're in an apartment. We get what we get.
Yeah, but you don't replace your apartment.
No.
Here you go, landlord.
Hey, landlord, I just got a really nice one. I'm going to leave it here when I leave.
No, what you do is you move out the appliances that you get, you put into a storage unit, you put the nice appliances in, and then when you move with your appliances, you put the old ones back in.
That's such a pain in the ass.
But how do you know that your appliances that you get are going to fit into the place you get?
Fair enough. How do you know that? How do you know, fucking Cliff? You don't.
Because typically... You're all
fucked up I think now. You just want to yell at Cliff any reason. You elitist cunt.
Close the fucking door, you stupid elitist
fucking
cunt.
Fucking dishwasher.
Typically, whore. Your refrigerator doesn't go into a place that would restrict refrigerator size.
Have you seen my fridge?
Is this a rental?
Have you seen my fridge?
Is this a rental?
Yeah, but if you're moving into a house from a rental...
I'm talking about renting places.
Well, you're going to keep renting places that have the same exact size
fridge? I didn't make up the scenario.
I wanted to move in here, but the fridge space is too small.
I need at least...
that sounds like something a wife would say.
Why do I keep getting yelled at from things
I love this house, but I don't like the color paint in the bedroom, so we're going to keep looking.
Really? It's like... But you can read... No.
No. No, I want to move in ready.
Turnkey, baby. Turnkey.
That doesn't mean what you think it means.
Like,
painting is not part of that.
I want a turnkey solution.
Lift and shift, baby.
Lift and shift.
All right. So
I will take you up on that later, though. I could definitely go for a cup of coffee later.
So you start scrabbling up the Cliff here.
Playing Scrabble?
Playing Scrabble with the Cliff. Here.
Are you good at Scrabble? You'll definitely win.
Fortune.
What?
Okay.
You win.
What? Yes. I fucking did it.
You used all your letters. He doesn't know.
It was a lot.
Those are the only letters he knows. It's fair. All right.
It's really three words. It's fortune and fortune.
So the first place you walk into is you see a wooden outhouse half buried in the snow. You can look in and take a shit if you want.
Looks like an outhouse. I don't think...
Yeah.
I don't go in outhouses. I don't know why.
We open the door, see if there's anything in there.
You have to dig a little bit to get open the door.
We move some stuff.
So there's a bunch of discarded notes and blueprints.
Oh, there's actual shit in here.
Yeah, it's...
Wait, in the there's house? Not actual shit
not
in here.
Not literal shit.
You can tell that they were
actual
used,
not shit in here.
They were used for toilet paper.
Oh. Ew. Someone poopied on them.
No, they didn't poopy on those. But they have used them for toilet paper in the past.
Okay.
Like, they're next to the toilet. Like, you don't put the poopy toilet paper back on top of the other toilet paper.
I do.
Wow.
You have two piles. You have the
very environmental.
You have the non-poopy pile and the poopy pile.
Yeah.
I use a washcloth.
I wash it off.
I wash myself with a rag
just
on a stick.
Immediately clogs.
Look, what's her face said that you only need one square
Who?
Per visit?
Who said that?
Who was that?
I feel like I heard this.
Yeah. What, I don't know.
Elaine?
There's no way you can...
Elaine!
I can't spare a square.
Wasn't that the episode where she was like, just asking for a square?
Yeah, when she had no TP. Yeah. And she's like, you can't spare
I don't have a square to spare.
She recognized her by the shoes.
Gwyneth Paltrow or something. Like one of those stupid bitches.
That stupid bitch.
Oh, she's a cunt. She doesn't poop anyway because she's so fucking skinny. She doesn't eat anything.
Yeah. She probably also only eats fiber.
Right.
So there's nothing there.
It comes out like a fucking egg.
If you eat nothing but butter and eggs like me... Messy down there.
It is messy. You need more than... I agree. Yeah, you need
olive oil, butter, and eggs.
That's why I got the dude wipes, man. I gotta get in there with some liquid to just clean up.
No bidet, though?
I do want to get a bidet.
My friends swear by it.
I would get a bidet, but my son would just turn it on, and then we just have a...
Well, he can get a little bit older, and then...
Yeah, just put it in your room. Don't let him hear it.
I guess in my room?
Don't
in my bedroom?
Oh, you don't have a... That's right, you don't have a
bathroom. I'll take a shit in my bathroom, then walk my shitty ass to my bedroom and squirt a hose in my butt. Don't worry, it goes down this hole in our flooring.
Like, I don't like this bidet.
Yeah. I don't like this whole bidet. It
makes this room stink.
I put it on the shower hose. The garden hose.
That's just the jet setting on the garden hose. When we stayed in Hawaii at the Disney Aulani thing, it was, don't, shut up.
Was
don't
this for your fake
shut
cancer
up, shut up, I knew you were going to fucking say it.
Right.
Anyway, it wasn't fake
cancer,
it was real cancer.
It was just
God damn it. Fucking assholes. Anyway, they had they get a lot of Japanese, and Japanese will not use anything but a bidet. Yeah. Like, that's what they use. So every room had a bidet. They had the best fucking bidet. It would, like, heat the water up. It blew hot air to dry you off. It was fucking amazing.